Vikings game plan from Mankato continues. Paul Allen and Mike Wabshaw, Wabby, from Vikings.com. Before we get to the winning formula for a successful Vikings training camp, let's chat some Minnesota Vikings fantasy football, specifically taking a look at a player or two from last year and taking it to this year and making it bigger or better. Welcome to the show. Who do you want to start with?
Thanks, Paul. I'm going to start with Jerick McKinnon. I think he's had a very good offseason program and training camp to this point.
And McKinnon's going to break one. He may break it all the way. Jerick McKinnon in a foot race. And he'll win that one for a touchdown. That's 68 yards.
He can run. He is fast. Somebody that can break out. Look at this.
McKinnon breaking through, and he is in.
Obviously, the Vikings have Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the NFL, so Jerick will not get much run unless something unfortunate happens to Adrian. If that happens, I think Jerick can step up and do it. But even if it doesn't, I think Jerick can be a factor in the passing game, even with a healthy Adrian Peterson. I'd love to see the Vikings get the ball into number 21's hands, and if they do, I think he can make a fantasy impact for you at some point this season.
My fantasy football twist on the Minnesota Vikings, taking a look at something that was good last year, but good more so from a team standpoint than a fantasy standpoint, will be quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy threw for 14 touchdowns last year.
Bridgewater's going to loft one towards the end zone! Touchdown!
This is what you're talking about with Teddy Bridgewater. Can he put this team on his back? Make throws like that? He's showing he wants to be that guy. What a beautiful throw by Bridgewater.
He will throw for markedly more touchdowns this year, specifically with the team going into U.S. Bank Stadium. But the good thing about Teddy is he does not torpedo games. He does not throw bad interceptions and does not throw a lot of interceptions. Plus, you have the aspect of Bridgewater running in touchdowns.
They're going to throw it. Bridgewater will run it straight to the touchdown.
He's going to run it. Bridgewater up the gut, and he is in! And those chants of Teddy are fulfilled.
He's played well today, I tell you what.
Well, that's a pretty nice run right there by Bridgewater.
So Teddy Bridgewater, Jerick McKinnon, offering you some good fantasy football ability for your Minnesota Vikings. Now, what is the winning formula for a successful Minnesota Vikings training camp?
Well, I think it's two things. Health. I think you want to stay healthy.
100%.
You know, you want to take care of each other here at training camp. You want to get a lot of hard work in. You want to be tough on each other, but you also want to stay as healthy as you can. Get to the starting line in Nashville with as many healthy bodies and healthy starters as you can. But secondarily, I think situational football. Doing well on third down. Doing well offensively in the red zone, doing well defensively on third down once again this season. I think the Vikings are to the point in Mike Zimmer's third year with a lot of guys coming back where they can really hone in on some of those details and be very sharp in situational football. Coach Zimmer has a situation period every practice here at training camp where they work on something that could come up in a game that is a specific situation, and I think they're trying to hone their skills in those moments.
This defensive line, with Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Sharif Floyd, Danielle Hunter, Brian Robinson, Tom Johnson, and so on, it's a really, really good, physically tough defensive line, which Zimmer loves. I want to see a winning formula from this offensive line, keeping stride with that defensive line.
And it's interesting, new offensive line coach Tony Sperano, he comes here from San Francisco, and he has to be impressed with what he has to work with right now, but also with the defensive line that his guys are going against. Those are some very good battles that we're seeing here in Mankato at training camp and that we'll see throughout camp and the preseason.
Thanks, Wabby.
Thanks, Paul.